The Bontehierville Peace Garden. This is a piece of land in Bontehierville, which by all accounts was a few years ago a piece of land that was completely neglected, an illegal dumping ground and not much more. It has, through community involvement, been turned into what is now referred to as a peace garden. It has been the city's intention, stated intention for a while now, to sell off this piece of land. It was due to go on auction today. Malusi Boy of the city, with whom we had an agreement to chat about this now. His phone is off. We'll keep trying to get hold of him. But in the meantime, we talk to Soraya Sali, who is the founder of the Bontehierville Walking Ladies and somebody very involved in activism around this issue. Soraya, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Soraya, I'm all right. I hope that Malusi Boy or somebody from the city does come and talk to us, because I'm really struggling to understand why they wouldn't just sign over this piece of land to the Bontehierville community, turn it over to the Parks and Recreation Department, say thank you to the Bontehierville community for fixing it up in the way that you seem to have, and then move on.
Exactly. That's also what we would expect from the city. But, you know, in the way they went in auctioning this, it was so disrespectful and showing that they don't even care about us living in this community. I mean, we live directly in this space of where the peace gardens are, and we take care of the peace garden. And as you rightly said, it was a dump. For more than 40 years, it was an illegal dump. It was a crime spot. Drug peddling took place there. And the mothers and the grandmothers took the initiative to turn that into a, to clear it up and then turn it into a peace garden. And I really want to say, I feel today that that is also gender-based violence. It is gender-based violence from the city to the mothers of the communities, because it is something that we do to uplift our community, and the city is not even doing anything to uplift our community as we live here. We are saying the city is raping the land by selling it off to developers to come and develop on this already overcrowded Bontehierville. So I feel very emotional as I'm speaking to you, as I was at the at the auction this morning, and it was
sold, Soraya?
100,000 rand.
It was sold for 100,000 rand.
100,000 rand, and we were told, and then the auction was disrupted. Fortunately or unfortunately, I'll say fortunately, and the auctioneer said that the community, whoever wants to oppose it, because up till today, it's still a bid. And he openly announced that the city was unhappy about the price. They wanted more money. So even the city might oppose it. So we are waiting on news. We are waiting also.
Were you told, was it clear who was the buyer?
Yeah, it was. No, the buyer was, it was an anonymous buyer, because I saw him, but he wasn't prepared to give the name. We have an email contact. He could have been there on behalf of somebody, I don't know. But what we are saying, or they gave us the leeway to say that we have 6 weeks to oppose it, and clearly said that the city was not happy on the price. So we don't know what. All I know is the next step for us as a community, we will get a community meeting with all our leaders to get a mandate for the next step. But we really would value and appreciate that the city just respect us. And for me, as I have spoken personally to our ward councillor, I sent him the message 2 weeks ago when I saw that auction board at our peace garden. I sent it to him. I said, please shed some light on this matter.
Well, he's on the line, Soraya. He's on the line now. So let's bring him in. Angus McKenzie, the Bontehierville ward councillor. Angus, your position on the sale of this piece of land?
Good afternoon, John, and afternoon to your listeners. Afternoon, Soraya. So I think let's just put things into perspective. This specific piece of land was one of many pieces of land that went out on auction today in the city of Cape Town through a private company called Claremont, I think it is. The specific piece of land in Bontehierville referred to now has been, we've had various requests throughout the years from various organizations and various individuals to the purchase of this land. The city, unfortunately, doesn't sell land to individuals or to companies or whatever.
Don't sell it. Keep it on the city books and transfer it to the Parks and Recreation Department.
So the challenge that you make a valid point, but if one looks at Bontville as a community, as an area, we have quite a number of open pieces of land which is being used and managed and facilitated by Parks and Recreation. This specific piece of land is really a piece of land that cannot almost be developed. It's got a power station supply right next door to it. It's got underground electricity connection wires. So it's a very difficult piece of land to manage and control. About a year ago, this matter went out on public participation. It went to the sub-council. It went to full council. It was sent out to all community-based organizations in the community, and no objections were received. Not one single objection. What we've done in the...
Soraya, let me bring Soraya in now. No objection, Soraya?
Yes, thank you so much, because why would we object if we know about it? So the council has only sent recently the ad that went into the paper last year, April. What we are saying, we live in this vicinity here, and I actually hear what you're saying about the substation. Now, yet the council himself were boasting very arrogantly on social media that he can put in a bid and put up a 24-meter high block of flats. So how disrespectful is that to us who live here?
Okay, so look, I'm not going to get involved in this rigmarole nonsense talk of that I'm interested in the land, because I'm effectively not interested in the land.
Well, we have your messages that you have posted, Mr. McKenzie.
Then let us share the messages. Let's do that. Secondly,
let's just give each other a bit of a chance to talk.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Secondly, John, in terms of the process, we put all the community-based organizations in the area of Bontville were informed about the possible auctioning off of this land. No, not one single objection was received, not from an individual, not from a community-based organization, not from a church, not from anyone.
Okay, Angus, stop there. And Soraya, why didn't you as an individual, or you as a representative of one of the community organizations that you work with?
I did not see that invitation. I did not see the first thing about that auction. And I'm telling, while I have Mr. McKenzie on the line, I sent him the picture and I asked him, please shed some light on this matter. And I got the message. You told me he did not know. He heard about it, but he did not know about the auction. I even asked him, then I sent him a message. I said, are you telling me somebody overstepped the ward council to just put the board here? And then he responded to say, no, I heard about it. Then I said to him, but the community has taken the initiative to clear this up and turn it into a peace garden, and I think it's an insult to us as a community. And his response was, I will investigate and come back to you. So if he knows what he's telling the millions of people listening on air now, what he's saying, why would he tell me he would investigate and then come back to me?
Okay,
why
Okay, Soraya, let's hear from Angus now.
Allow me to answer what we investigated. We investigated the exact dates of when this went out on public participation. We investigated in which publications the ad was released in. We investigated who were all the CBOs that received the notification of the spending, of disposal of this land. We investigated every single thing since Soraya Salih sent me a message about 10 days ago. And that was relayed back to them to inform them that no objections were received. Now, you must understand, John, when these things come to council or when these things come to sub-council and there are no objections, that is effectively the will of the people. Because if the will of the people was...
But there is an objection. There is an objection now, Angus.
Yeah. There is an objection now, John. But there's an objection almost 14 months since the process had been initiated. Therein is the problem. And so I'd hate to have this become a political tennis ball that's being thrown from side to side, because sadly, the very same community-based organizations that had received the notification are the very same organizations that are standing with Soraya Salih at this moment in time.
What I don't understand, and what you've not yet managed to explain to me, Angus, is why a piece of ground which... I haven't seen a piece of ground myself, so I have to go on the basis of reports about it. A piece of ground that was an illegal dumping ground, a gathering place for criminals and drug addicts and drug sales, which is now considerably more attractive than that as a place for people to gather in a spirit of community, a peace garden. I cannot understand why the city would want to sell that for 100,000 rand, why 100,000 rand into city coffers is more important than having that place available to nearby residents to commute.
Next to a primary school. It's next to a primary school. And you imagine your children walk to the school. We have Beresford Primary and Bonduville High on the other side, walking past this filthy dump to go to school. That already puts a dampen on the spirit going to school, let alone coming back from school, still facing that filth. And so we as a community is saying, not even a thank you from the city to say thank you for clearing up the spot, because we never even asked the city, because many letters have gone in complaining about that dump, and it was now transformed into a garden, and we've been working there. It's not that the ward council was not aware that there was transformation taking place there, and for us, it's saying thank you, community, for taking pride where you live to uplift.
Right, Saray, Angus, why are you selling off that bit of land? I mean, why when you're faced with two choices of transferring the land into the Parks and Recreation Department, that's one choice, and selling it off for the auction price we now know of 100,000 rand, why take the choice of selling it off?
Look, so I have no idea of what it got auctioned off for today. I don't know what the city wanted out of today. That's purely administrative. As ward councillors, we don't get involved in that process.
Well, the auction price, according to Saraya, who was present at the auction, was 100,000
exactly.
rand.
Exactly. So I can't comment on that. What I can, however, comment on is there is a process of disposal of council-owned land. There is a policy it's a policy that we are dictated by, and that the city is dictated by. That policy has been followed to the T.
You still haven't explained why of the two options you chose to sell rather than to make available to the community. You haven't given me an explanation.
Then you'll need to speak to property management about that, sir, because that is not a process that councillors or the council deals with, but that the administration.
Why didn't you argue as the ward councillor for the property to be kept as a communal space for the residents?
The reason I did not argue for the property to be kept as a communal space is quite clear to the fact that when the public participation process was entered into, no one objected to the proposal of auctioning of the land. Had I to argue against the will of the people, this would have been another discussion on your show, John. It is important that we are always seen to be doing the right thing and doing the will of the people. Now, I want to add one last thing. When we refer to community, we refer to 85,000 people in Bonduville. Now, it's hugely disingenuous of Saraya Salih to say that she represents the community. She does not represent 85,000 people. And at every single...
You're politicizing now. I mean, 85,000 people there, there may be a couple of thousand that live close enough to that to make regular use of it. And it's those people whose interests are now...
Which has unfortunately not been the case, John. Which has unfortunately not been the case. At most,
good meaning.
All right. Yeah. Angus, thank you very much. Saraya, last word from you.
Now, I just want to say thank you to Cape Town for allowing us to just voice our opinion. And I want to say thank you to the community of Bonduville who supported us and who went out to the auction. And I also want to say thank you to Angus for selling off the ground, because that is really, as I said before, it's part of gender-based violence on the female leaders in the community to uplift our community. And it's the city really raping our land to sell it off to whoever wants to buy it and they have a party with it and make money and come and enrich himself within our communities.
Saraya Salih of the community, the Bonduville community, various organizations, the Joint Peace Forum and so on, and Angus McKenzie, who is the ward councillor for the area. There it is. We've heard two perspectives, and what you make of those two perspectives is very much up to you. So Angus's response as to why he didn't object to a piece of land being kept for the community rather than being sold to who would buy it? A developer? And does a need for housing, would housing be put on that? He doesn't know because he doesn't get involved in that. So I'm not convinced that it was a wise decision by the city.